It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Hartley rolled over Waterson 42-7 last Friday in our CCL Game of the Week. Also last week, the Sales routed Logan 54-7. St. Charles fell to LaSalle 35-7. Reedy beat Lindsley 35-7. Newark Catholic topped Utica 55-21. And Fisher Catholic lost to Fairfield Christian 34-0. Now it's on to Week 9 of the regular season, and six of the area teams are in action this evening. For the second week in a row, Central Catholic League teams square off in our Game of the Week, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation, and the CCL Silver Division title is on the line as DeSales welcomes rival St. Charles to Alumni Stadium. Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf will bring you all the live play-by-play, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45 right here on AM 820. Also tonight, Waterson travels to Zanesville. Reedy is on the road at Meadowbrook. Newark Catholic heads to Northridge, and Fisher Catholic faces Harvest Prep. Tomorrow, Hartley is on the road at Lima Central Catholic. We have to take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst, Larry Wolf, about last week's Waterson-Hartley game, and we'll preview this week's St. Charles DeSales showdown. Then it's Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks lineman Nick Dawes. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Bryce Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and online at stgabrielradio.com. Randy Reinhardt and our coach, Larry Wolf, brought you all the action from Hartley's 42-7 win over Waterson in our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night. Larry joins us now on the preview show. And Larry, the Hawks rack up 598 yards in total offense. The Waterson defense had been playing pretty well this year, so how is Hartley able to run all over them?
Well, Hartley's really reaching its stride right now. I mean, their running game is much more diversified now than it has been at any time during this season. Their inside game, outside game, they were just dominant from the word go, and Waterson really had no answers. And then Hartley got the ball on the short side of the field a few times, so that just made it worse. And Hartley is just, they're reaching their playoff stride right now, and Waterson just ran into a buzzsaw.
We're joined by our color analyst, Coach Larry Wolf, Wolfie and Randy Reinhardt at Alumni Stadium right now, getting ready for tonight's DeSales St. Charles Showdown. It's our CCL Game of the Week, live immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Larry, this will be the first time that longtime DeSales, now St. Charles head coach, Bob Jacoby, will face his former team. How emotional do you think this game will be for Coach Jacoby?
Well, it's going home, but it's not going home the way he would like to go home, I don't think. Tonight is going to be a rough night for Bob. St. Charles will fight, and they'll fight hard, but in the end, DeSales is just too dominant. And I know Bob would like to have more cannon fodder, if you will, more bullets in the chamber than he has right now, and he'll get that turned around, and he'll get that fixed. So down the road, it'll probably be a bigger game when St. Charles is maybe a little bit more competitive with DeSales than they are right now. But tonight, I look for DeSales to roll. I mean, they're in their playoff stride as well. Big, physical, tough football team. And they want to make sure that Bob doesn't have a very nice come back home, you know, evening here. So I just think this is the Stales has too much tonight.
Absolutely. The Stallions looking to go to 9-0 on the season. Larry, as always, thanks for joining us. We look forward to hearing you and Randy about 45 minutes from now.
All right, guys. We'll see you later.
Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhart bring you the CCL Game of the Week immediately following the preview show as DeSales hosts St. Charles. And after the game, keep it on AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports. Our very own Ryan Baker and This Week Sports editor Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio, and they'll talk with the coaches and players from key games. And you can be a part of the show. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard, and you can get all the scores at our website, am820scoreboard.com. Bishop Hartley improved to 6-2 on the season with that 42-7 drubbing over Waterson. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now on the preview show. And Brad, 598 yards in total offense. Is that as good a performance as you've ever had on that side of the ball?
Well, it was pretty complete performance. Jake threw a great game and had a couple key completions and key throws that really kept them off balance defensively. And then we ran the ball kind of like we always do, real physical and had great blocking up front, and obviously our tailbacks did a fantastic job running the ball.
You got a lot of guys into the game last week because you had a big lead early. Did any of the guys that usually don't play stand out to you?
Oh, good question. We had a lot of good performances from people on both sides of the ball, really all three phases. I think we got everybody in the game, which we like to do, and I used to take great pride in that. So I'm really proud of the depth that we have. You know, 5 of our 6 wins, I think, have been by running clock. We've had some significant players contribute. We're hoping to have that again tomorrow night, where a lot of kids get in the game and a lot of kids play. And these kids play at a really high level. It used to be when we would get other kids in the game, you know, you'd really see the compete level drop. And it was really token that those kids got in the game. Well, we quit doing that. We quit just getting them in to say we got them in, and now put the kids in there that could compete and that have earned that playing time. And it's really showed off well.
We're joined by Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. His 6-2 Hawks playing their only Saturday game of the year tomorrow on the road at Lima Central Catholic. How much does a Saturday game change your schedule during the week, Coach?
Not much. We don't change what we do. In fact, we don't look at it as if we lose a day. We look at it as we add a day. You know, our Mondays stay consistent to what we want to do, and we just kind of add another day on to Friday. That's how we set up our schedule. I know everybody does it a little bit different, but we're on the field practicing Monday no matter what. Seeing what the next opponent has. As you said, we've had a lot of experience this. We've played Saturday playoff games, I think almost 15 of them here the last 3 years, and we've played some sporadic Saturday games. So, as you know, with our, you know, schedule, playing on the road quite a bit, playing different days of the week, we really don't even think twice about it.
LCC, they've had a lot of key injuries this year, including their quarterback and probably their best player out for the year. They're sitting at 2-6 on the season. Right now, it seems like they're playing a lot of young guys, some sophomores, even a couple freshmen, really getting the team ready for next season. Is that scary at all to you, playing a team that has nothing to lose?
Well, and Scott Palti, their head coach, is a fantastic coach. I've known him here for a while. And actually, they beat us. He was the head coach of Columbus Grove that beat us in 2009, our only non-playoff year at Hartley. He's a fantastic coach, has a great staff, and they will come up with a great game plan. Listen, they're not as big as us. They're not as experienced as us. There's no question of that. But nothing would make them happier than to knock off the Hawks. So we're going to give it our best shot.
All righty, Coach. Good luck tomorrow against Lima Central Catholic.
All right, thank you, guys.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. We talked with Coach about the play of his offense against Waterson last week. Our Ryan Baker spoke with one of the guys who helped pave the way up front, offensive lineman Nick Dawes.
Nick, a big 42-7 win over Waterson last week in our CCL Game of the Week. First questions first, just how nice was it to knock off another CCL opponent?
It was pretty great. Since the CCL is such a good rivalry game and Waterson's a really good school, it was good to get a win against them, knowing that this was our senior year, our last time to beat them.
You guys, 589 yards of total offense. You're one of the guys up front paving the way for all the playmakers out here. What was just working so well for your offense last week?
I think we're starting to gel much better than we have been. It's just starting. We're just starting to get on a roll. I think the offensive line did really well.
You move on this week to a Lima Central Catholic team. Your first Saturday game of the year. Is that kind of weird for you?
Yeah, it's going to be different since we have to drive 2 hours away. But we're going to be ready because we've been having most of our games on the road. So,
heading into week 9 now. You guys look like you've just about got a playoff spot locked up. You're sitting at 3 in computer points. Not the toughest opponents the next 2 weeks, but you obviously got to take care of business. Is it nice that you guys have maybe not the hardest teams here as you roll into the playoffs, kind of get ready, get healthy, any minor nicks and bruises?
Yeah, it's really nice. We can't underestimate anyone, but we're feeling pretty good about them. And so guys who usually play most of the game, they're going to be trying to play a little bit less and just ready for the playoffs.
Well, Nick, thanks a lot for this. I'll let you get back to practice. I know you guys are almost wrapped up here. Good luck this week when you guys take on Lima Central Catholic.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Hartley senior lineman Nick Dawes and our Ryan Baker for that. The Hawks head to Lima Central Catholic tomorrow. We have to take a breather. Straight ahead on the preview show, it's Waterston head coach Dan Bajelic and Eagles two-way lineman Will Fortkamp. Then we'll check in with Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti. We'll be right back.
Because you and the sunrise have a lot in common. The hope of a new day and brighter tomorrows. And because you, like the sun, can light up the whole world too. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we offer the very best in patient-centered cancer care. Why we provide a special certified nurse navigator to guide and comfort you every step of the way. And why we hold dedicated cancer conferences led by top specialists to ensure the best treatment plan for each newly diagnosed patient. You are the reason we provide social workers and dietitians especially for cancer patients. And why we offer education, support groups, and survivorship programs during and after treatment to help you live your new life. Because with each new day, with every sunrise, some people just can't imagine the world without you in it. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Waterston lost to Hartley 42-7 last week. Eagles head coach Dan Bajelic is with us now on the preview show. And coach, a lot of folks think that Hartley is going to win another state championship this season. They are as good as advertised, huh?
Oh, they are. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. And I think some areas, and I haven't gone against them last year, they might be even better in some areas. And it's hard to realize that, but, you know, we'll find out when the time comes.
Coach, last week they give up the most yards and points that you have on defense all season long. What were the Hawks able to do that gave you so much trouble?
Well, their whole offense is unique. I mean, you're not going to face anything like it this week, any week, or any week in high school football. You know, last year we had a good plan. We tried to do some of what we did last year. They had some adjustments to it, and I think some things we just didn't run some things effectively as we did. Who knows? You know, some of the kids last year ran it better. That's just, you know, one of those things.
Coach, you just finished playing DeSales, Hilliard Bradley, and Hartley 3 weeks in a row. Is that as tough as a stretch as you've ever had?
I mean, I'd be hard-pressed to find another one. It's a very tough stretch. I mean, obviously, you know, they're three really good programs all heading to the playoffs now and in various divisions along the way. So, you know, it was a challenge for us.
We're joined by Bishop Waterston head coach Dan Bajelic. His Eagles on the road at Zanesville tonight. The Blue Devils were a regional finalist last season. They're just 1-7 this year. They've lost five in a row. What's the biggest difference between this Zanesville team and last year's?
Personnel. They graduated some really good kids. You know, they've been banged up too, like we have been, and things hurt. I know they're down to their third quarterback, and you know, things happen, snowball, and you get a few kids injured, and you know, things just happen.
Coach, you're obviously not having the season that you wanted to, but how important is it that you really finish the season strong these last 2 weeks?
Oh, it's really important. I mean, it's not even just for next year. First of all, it's for the, you know, the guys that are here. I mean, the group will never be together. The seniors that, you know, that have dedicated their time to your program, that you really want to talk to the younger kids all about, you know, going out and getting them finishing off in the right way. And then it's also a momentum builder for, you know, a lot of the guys who are playing for next year. I mean, how you know, that's part of my life lessons. You've got to, you know, take on the challenges you got, and you never back off, and you got to keep trying to improve.
All righty, Coach. Good luck tonight against Zanesville.
All right. Thank you very much, guys.
Waterston head coach Dan Bajelic, the Eagles defense, looking to rebound tonight against Zanesville. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Waterston nose guard Will Fortkamp earlier this week.
Well, a tough 42-7 loss to Hartley last week in our CCL game of the week here on AM 820. Another tough opponent for you guys. Played them tough in the first quarter especially. It was just 7-0 after one quarter, but then they explode for 21 in the second. What do you think they were able to do to pull away there in the second quarter?
They figured out our defense, so we switched it up after half. It helped a little bit at half, but I think the defense was running, it was hard to keep contain on them. They're a fast team outside, obviously, and yeah, it was hard to keep contain on them.
Offensively, you guys have struggled a lot this year, really trying to find that consistency. Is it tough for the team to keep your guys' head up when a team scores 21 points on you like that? Is it tough for you guys to keep going and fighting because you know your offense has been having trouble?
Sometimes, yeah, but we really need to stick together, and we pick each other up, and we keep going.
You guys take on a Zanesville team this year. They were in the playoffs like you guys last year, but they're struggling this year. After the stretch of games you've had here with DeSales and Bradley and Hartley, is it nice to take on another team that's kind of in the same boat, struggling a little bit to find that consistency?
Definitely it is, for sure. We've had a rough couple of games, but we can't overlook them. We got to go in strong and play them just like every other team.
Starting nose guard on this team, what would you like to see from your defensive line this week as you guys continue to work through the season here?
We need to dominate their offensive line this week. They got a good offensive line, but I think we're definitely better.
And then on the flip side, you play some offensive line as well with one of the tackles on this team. What would you like to see the offensive line improve on this week?
The offensive line needs to come out low and hard, and we got to dominate their front. We just got to push them off the ball and really get our running game going.
Well, Will, thanks a lot for this. Really appreciate it. Good luck this week when you guys take on Zanesville.
All right, thank you.
Our thanks to Waterston lineman Will Fortkamp and our Ryan Baker for that. The Eagles looking to get their third win of the season tonight at Zanesville. Fisher Catholic is 1-7 following last week's 34-0 loss to Fairfield Christian. Joining us now on the show is Irish head coach Mike Yannotti. And Mike, you outgained the Knights in offense, 264 yards to 200, but five turnovers led to 17 of their points. How disappointing was that?
Well, obviously the summary of the game is right there in the turnovers. And we did some good things. We played pretty good defense for most of the game. We at times had some offense, but not enough. And, you know, mistakes and penalties and just the kind of things you always preach against and try to coach against, they happen, and so you have to move on.
Coach, Isaac Nayers had a big game for FCA, catching three passes for 99 yards and two scores, and then he also returned an interception for an 80-yard touchdown. How explosive is that kid?
Well, he, believe it or not, on a couple of those passes, the one he caught on the sidelines, a diving catch, he was covered. I mean, we covered him as best we could, and he still made the play. So, you know, you gotta, can't fault your kids for that. But he was just better at that moment than we were. He's pretty nice.
We're joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Mike Yannotti, his Irish with a tough test on the road at Harvest Prep tonight. Coach, the Warriors have the top rusher in the area in Daniel Bangora. He's rushed for an unbelievable 2,493 yards and 36 touchdowns in just eight games. That's more than 310 yards and about 4.5 touchdowns a game. What do you have to do to try to contain that guy?
Well, he should be tired, shouldn't he?
Absolutely.
Well, did he glue two seasons together into one?
That, yeah.
Okay.
Well, or maybe a whole career.
Obviously, they've got other weapons too. They're big and physical at the line of scrimmage. They have a quarterback who's really nice, and some receivers and all that. And they spread you out and do some of those things. So, you know, our kids are just going to have to, if we can be as fundamentally sound as we can, we'll give it a go and see what happens. You know, we have a couple of things that we're going to try to work on them, and you know, if they're physically superior, then so be it. But we're going to try and put them in a bind in different situations.
Now, Coach, Harvest Prep went 0-3 to start the year. They've won five straight. Have you seen anything on tape on how they've improved in these last five games?
Well, obviously they have, and what they're doing is they're putting their athletes one-on-one with yours, and sometimes not, and they're putting them in a position to get a big gain or make a play, and they got athletes, and that's the big difference. And we're going to try and put our kids in a position to really make that work for us.
Mike, thanks for taking time out from your pregame preparations, and good luck on the road at Harvest Prep tonight.
Thank you very much.
Time for a break. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, we'll talk with Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross and Silver Knights junior running back Devin Dukes. And then we'll check in with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. Stay with us.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Reedy goes to 5-3 after a 35-7 win over Lindsley of West Virginia last Friday. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joins us now on the preview show. And Coach, Lindsley took advantage of a turnover and scored first to take a 7-0 lead. How pleased were you with the way your team bounced back after that?
You know, I was extremely pleased. I was very upset. One, that we fielded the punt on the 3-yard line, the first mistake, and then the second mistake, we fumbled the ball, because if we don't fumble that ball on film, it shows he may go 97 yards for a touchdown. But we rebounded from it, and that game was probably the most complete game we played this year, speaking in terms of offense, defense, and special teams. So we are very happy.
Coach, you talk about a complete game. Your offense, Devin Dukes, rolled again a couple hundred yards. Do you really feel like your offense is hitting their stride?
Well, I think our running game, we did some different things. We ran a little bit of wildcat with Troy Williams, and Devin did have 200 and I think 24 yards rushing, and Williams had 147 on 10 or 11 carries. So, yeah, we're happy with the way we ran the football. You know, we are checking our statistics today on throwing the football, and we average about 11 passes a game. We're completing about 4, but when we do complete them, they're for big yards. We're averaging almost 20 yards a catch. So we've got to throw the ball better. We've got to throw it more accurately in the short passing game and in our play action game. If we can do that, I think our running game would even be a little tougher to stop.
We're joined by Reedy head coach Brian Cross. His Silver Knights on the road at Meadowbrook tonight. What can you tell us about the Colts?
You know, their record is 2-6, but to me, they're a very explosive offense. They can score. They're averaging 32 points a game, I think, but they're giving up like 40 a game. So, you know, you got to outscore them because they have big play players, and they'll throw the ball deep downfield 12 to 15 times a game. They're looking for the home run ball a lot. They throw a lot of screens. So defensively, our coaches have had an awful lot to prepare for. They'll go for 2 on extra points. They'll onside kick. They really make you prepare in every phase of the game. But, you know, I hope we're going to be able to run the football against them. Other teams have been able to do that, and we think we can run the ball pretty well. So our best defense may be our offense in keeping their offense off the field by moving the chains and scoring some points and have some nice long drives.
Coach, you make a big jump in the computer points this week to number 9, and it looks like if you guys win out the next 2 weeks, you're going to get a shot to be in the postseason. So how nice is it after a slow start to the season that you can control your own destiny kind of here in the last 2 weeks?
Well, it's always nice to control your own destiny, that's for sure. At the beginning of the season, we did set our goal to making the playoffs, and we really felt at the beginning of the year that we would have to go 7-3 in order to have a chance to make it. And if we can win these last 2 football games, you know, we put ourselves in a position that we have an opportunity. Still some things have to happen, but, you know, 7 games this year we knew would give us a shot, and that's where we're at right now. So we've bounced back from a couple tough losses. We've played some really good teams, and our kids are really excited about tonight's game.
All right, Coach, thank you. Good luck tonight against Meadowbrook.
Thank you.
Reedy head coach Brian Cross. We talked about Devin Dukes. Through 8 games, the junior running back has rushed for 1,300 yards and 19 touchdowns. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Devin earlier this week.
Devin, you guys coming off a 35-7 win over Lindsley out of West Virginia, a game where you scored 4 touchdowns, ran for 223 yards. Offensively, you guys got things rolling. How good did it feel to put that kind of effort?
Definitely feels great, honestly. I missed a lot of games this season. Missed game 2, most of game 2, most of game 1, most of game 3. So having a good game like that is it definitely shoots me up some.
You talked about your health, missing games.
Would you say you're 100% right now? Everything good?
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel 100% better than I did then.
This week you guys are on the road. You go to Meadowbrook, which is located in Byville, which is about an hour and a half away by bus. Tell me about what's your pregame like ritual, if you will, like on a long road trip like that.
What we want to do when we're on those long trips, we want everyone to remain quiet. No joking around, no fooling around, no playing. Just put your headphones in, go to sleep, maybe take a nap. Or just look out the window, stay focused. We don't want to lose focus on them long rides because that could happen pretty easily. So we just need to make sure we stay focused. And
now, Meadowbrook, they're 2-6 on the year. They just come off a loss, 48-15 to Claymont. They're giving up a ton of points. They're giving up about 40 points a game, but they're also scoring around 32 points a game. So looks like this could be another big night for you. What have you seen on tape, if anything you can exploit on their defense?
I see that they have a lot of people on the line, and they definitely play run first. They only have about one safety back from what I've seen. They're pretty good on a rush, but we got to make sure we have a good week of practice, and hopefully we can figure out to get through that.
All righty. Well, good luck against Meadowbrook, and good luck on the rest of the season.
Thanks.
Our thanks to Reedy running back Devin Dukes and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights trying to keep their playoff hopes alive when they travel to Meadowbrook tonight. Newark Catholic's playoff hopes are alive and well following last week's 55-21 win over Utica. Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now on the preview show. And coach, you jumped out to a fast start with 21 first quarter points. How nice was it to get out to that early lead?
Well, it was good. You know, we took what they gave us, and we hit quick passes to Grant Roush primarily. Spencer Chapman did a nice job of just finding the open slot man, and we went up the field and made them cover the whole field, and that opened up the run game.
Coach, your running back Kyle Gibson has battled injury some here recently, but he was great last week, rushing for 222 yards and four touchdowns on just 12 carries all in the first half. How does he change the offense when he's in there and fully healthy?
Well, again, it's all about making him cover the whole field. And mid-season, we just for whatever reason, didn't make them cover the flanks, and some of those good teams, were able to take the run game away with Kyle not healthy and with a couple of our receivers not healthy. But when we've got our full complement and when we can make you cover 53 and a third yards, we're pretty explosive.
We're joined by Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. The Green Wave head to Northridge tonight. Vikings running back Logan Garee, he's rushed for over 800 yards. He's a physical running back. What do you have to do to slow him down?
Well, Coach Henkel he's done a nice job. They've been good at the lower levels for a number of years, and he's keeping the kids out for football, and they're developing some fundamentals, and they're a nice solid program. Their running back, we just need to do our 111th, and I know it's coach talk, coach speak, but we just need to be fundamental and make him earn everything.
Coach Sean Hinkle is in his second season as Vikings head coach. How has he changed their program?
Well, it was actually my close friend, Darby Riley, who I grew up with, had it in good order. And he just retired. He's putting his time into Special Olympics and teaching. And Coach Hinkle just came in, and has really built it up nice, from where Darby had it. And coaches just has a great background. Coach Henkel does, and he just, when you talk to him, you can see that he's confident, and he's going to continue to make them grow.
All righty, Coach. Thanks a lot. Good luck tonight against Northridge.
Hey, thank you for all you do for high school sports, and go Green and go Bucks.
Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks is Green Wave, looking to go to 6-3 tonight and keep those playoff hopes very well alive when they take on Northridge. When we come back from this short break, it's all about the CCL Game of the Week with St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby and Cardinals tackle Chuck Cottle. Then we'll talk with the Sales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallion safety Jared Noble on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Mount Carmel Foundation and the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
Because your heart is what really makes your world go round. And because you have touched the hearts of others in ways no one else can. At Mount Carmel, you are the reason we are constantly adopting new heart care treatments. Why we've assembled the best in the treatment of heart and vascular disease. And why we provide specially trained clinicians for the most serious heart patients. so you can receive the special care you need every step of the way, through your hospital treatment and after you return home, so you can get back to the life you love. At Mount Carmel, you'll receive the best heart care from a dedicated team that's always focused on you. Because there's no one else like you, and no other heart quite like yours. Mount Carmel, because of you. Learn more about our patient-centered care at mountcarmelhealth.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. St. Charles lost to LaSalle 35-7 last week. Cardinals head coach Bob Jacoby joins us now on the preview show. And, Coach, what did you like from your team and what didn't you like against the two-time defending Division II state champion Lancers?
Well, I mean, it was really hard for anybody at the game to see something that was positive. But for me, as a coach, looking at film and things, we played as hard as we could against a really talented football team. And there was a couple mistakes that we made that could have made the game closer. But to be honest with you, across the board, they were just more athletic and better than us. So I felt like our guys played hard the whole time. And, you know, that's all you can ask out of them.
We're joined by St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. His Cardinals looking to win the CCL Silver Division title when they travel to DeSales tonight in our CCL Game of the Week here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com, beginning with the pregame at 6:45. Bob, you coached at DeSales for 16 seasons, won two state championships. When you come out of the locker room, are you going to have to resist the urge to go to the home sideline tonight?
You know, I might. One time this summer I set a break. That was the wrong words that came out of my mouth because it was etched into my brain. So, you know, our team hasn't let me forget about that, but it's funny. You know, I have a deep connection there, and I got a lot of friends there. And then there's some people that don't view me so much as a friend. So, you know, I think it's just one of those things that everybody's just going to have to remain focused on the game at the hand.
Coach, that DeSales coaching tree is pretty impressive with the likes of yourself, Brian White, who's at Hilliard-Davidson, Mark Crabtree, who's at Dublin-Kaufman, Tony Pusateri, and now Ryan Wiggins, just to name a few. Kind of a two-part question. One, how does it feel to be a part of a group like that? And then two, how proud are you of the job that Ryan's done because you gave him his first coaching job?
Well, I didn't give it to him. Principal Garrett gave it to him, but I'm proud of him because, you know, no matter what happens, Ryan played for me and he coached with me. And, you know, you always have a bond with your own players. You want to see them do well. And you know, one reason why Ryan was selected to be a coach on my staff in the first place was because of all the traits and the loyalty and everything that he believed in. And, you know, you look for players like that and coaches like that to help your program succeed. And he's definitely done that.
Coach, 2-6 on the year, been kind of a long year for the kids, but they still have this giant opportunity this tonight to knock off DeSales and win the league title. How big would it be if they can do that tonight?
Well, you know, anything can happen in high school football, but let's give credit where credit's due. DeSales has got a great team. They've got all their goals in front of them, regardless of what happens in our game. So, you know, we're playing for our sense of pride and everything, but you know, this is just going to be a good high school football game for us, and we're going to try to play 48 minutes of solid football and see where it all comes out.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against DeSales.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. The Cardinals will need a big game from their offensive line tonight. Our Chris Higgins spoke with tackle Chuck Caudill earlier this week.
Chuck, last week, Cincinnati LaSalle, number 6 in the state, two-time defending champions, came in. You guys lost 35-7, never really got on track, so they scored the first 35. Anything in that game special happened where you guys got off at such a slow start, or was it just a combination of things?
It was a combination of things. I mean, we tried to open up the playbook a little bit. At the beginning, we were doing some stuff we weren't really used to, and that caused some mistakes. But at the second half, we really kept persevering. We got on the board, and none of our guys quit.
Yeah, and like Davion ended up with 94 yards on touchdown, so you guys did get a little momentum going there, especially on your offensive line with being able to rush the ball. Did you take that as a positive, like for some momentum heading into practices this week?
Yeah, because, I mean, LaSalle, they've got a physical defensive line, and DeSales for sure has a physical defensive line. So we're going to have a little bit of taste of what's coming this week, and I think that's just going to help us be more and more prepared for this week.
You speak of DeSales, you're a senior. This is your last CCL game. Obviously, you probably wanted the season. You'd have some more wins, but you couldn't ask for a better last CCL game than DeSales, your CCL silver rival. You guys are both 1-0, so this is a league championship game. They're coming in 8-0, number one in the state D3. All, you know, the big stars, Lonzo Booth, yeah, Cole Silvestri, Asamoah, the running back. This is a shock the world game, I think, for you guys. This is a make your season game for you guys, I would think. So how does your you guys embracing that this week?
Definitely. We know that the stakes are high. We win CCL silver this week. If we win, we're not eliminated from the playoffs yet. It'd be real nice to end the year with another CCL win.
This is your senior year. This is it. A lot has happened. You know, you guys did win your first CCL game as a senior this year. So what's your lasting memory going to be of being here at St. Charles and these 4 years in the CCL?
Beating DeSales.
All right. Well, good luck this week against DeSales, and good luck in your last couple games.
Thank you.
Our thanks to St. Charles tackle Chuck Caudill and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals taking on DeSales tonight in our CCL Game of the Week. Speaking of the Stallions, they go to 8-0 on the year with a 54-7 romp over Logan last week. DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now. Coach, up 54-0 at halftime. How pleased were you with your team in the first half of what really was their first game outside the 270 outer belt this season?
I was pleased. You know, I talk about the competition being yourself, and Logan was young and struggling in many areas, but I wasn't worried about them. I was worried that we would come out and execute and do what we were supposed to do, and I thought we did that, you know, put a ton of points on the board. Defensively, we kept them on their side of the field, scored on a punt return for a touchdown, had a very explosive first half, and were able to rest guys and reward guys and play guys and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it was a good win. A lot of people got to get involved in it, and we got, you know, we got to play a half of football and, again, do the things that we were supposed to do. And I think that you need to do that. You can't have off weeks if you want to be great.
Coach, you just kind of talked about it a little bit, but you told me at practice this week that all 68 players on your roster got in the game. How important is that for a team?
I think it's important. When you look at the course of a season, that does not happen very often. There's years where it doesn't happen at all. And, you know, like I said, when you start subbing, a lot of times it's backup players that need experience or younger players that are gaining experience or maybe even older players, you know, seniors that need some reward. So it makes for good morale. I think everybody comes back happy on Monday because they got a little piece of the action. They got, you know, not just to play scout team and watch the game. They actually got to take part in it and go and play. And then I think that Friday Night Light experience is good for the younger guys. I don't think there's anything like playing some plays under the Friday Night Lights. So all good stuff, all positive stuff.
We're speaking with DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, his undefeated Stallions, welcoming St. Charles to Alumni Stadium tonight in our CCL Game of the Week, live right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com, beginning with the pregame at 6:45. St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby was your coach at DeSales. He hired you. He's been a teacher, a mentor, and a friend. What's it going to be like coaching against him tonight, Ryan?
Well, I don't think there's any question it's going to be a little bit different. I mean, I don't think much about the opposing coaches. I say hello, and, you know, we coach our game, and we say congratulations and good luck and all that afterwards. But obviously, Coach Jacoby and I have a lot of history, and I learned a lot from him, and he's done a lot for me and my family and all those kinds of things. But really, I honestly do believe that gets overplayed because he's, you know, he's got his part with his team, and I've got my part with mine. The kids on the field, though, that's where it's at, and whoever can play better and execute better and all that's going to be where it is. So aside from knowing each other's styles and having some familiarity with each other, I think the guys playing is going to be a much bigger deal than the two guys coaching.
Coach, you win tonight. You win your third straight CCL silver title. How good of a feeling will that be?
It'll be great. You know, we set out to do that. That's your first goal. And many times over the years when you were able to do that, win the CCL, you were able to springboard into bigger and better things. So, you know, we know we've got some other things ahead. We've mathematically clinched some playoffs and things like that. But it'd be real nice to take care of business in the CCL and then continue for the next goals. And that's what we're trying to do.
Okay, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against St. Charles.
Okay, guys, thank you.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. Our Ryan Baker caught up with Stallion safety and slot back Jared Noble earlier this week.
Jared, a big 54-7 win last week over Logan. You score all 54 points in that first half. Coach told me all 68 guys on the team got in last week. You know, you're a starter here. You've played a lot. How nice is that to see the reserves get in, and how good is that for the team?
It's amazing for the team, you know, getting to the end of the season with our clinched playoff spot. Some of the guys won't be able to play down the road. We're going to be facing some real good competition, and it's nice to get everyone in the week so we can get everyone a chance to play and have fun and just enjoy the moment. It's just a fun game.
I want to go back a couple weeks, that Covington Catholic game. You guys had a close game there going into halftime. Last play of the half, you have a 104-yard interception return for a touchdown. Talk about that play, and then looking back, just how amazing that is.
You know, it was a real close game. It's a hard-fought game, and ticking down the clock, last couple seconds, they beat us on a post for a touchdown earlier. And I figured I was backpedaling, and I knew if I made a play on the ball, I had to make a big play. We needed it for the team, and I ended up reading the play right, got the interception, followed my blockers down the sideline, and then I just ran up the sideline, scored, and we got the momentum going into halftime so we could pull it out.
You guys move on this week. You take on St. Charles. It's our CCL game of the week here on AM 820. CCL silver on the line. I know that's always one of your goals, is winning the league title, and St. Charles, obviously a big rival. How big is this one?
This is probably the biggest week I've ever had at DeSales by far. You know, my brother being here, him taking part in drinking the Winner's Cup, so I definitely want to carry on that tradition and be a part of that senior group who wins the Silver Division CCL. And with it being week 9, we're both battling for the title, so everyone's putting everything on the line. And so this game's going to mean a lot, and we're just trying to prepare our best so we can take it to them and hopefully have a fun and good game.
You mentioned your brother, Jalen. He played here a couple years ago, was a big part of this team. Your sister also, DeSales. Talk about how DeSales is just in your family blood.
You know, growing up, I went to Gahanna Middle School South for middle school, and all my siblings came to DeSales, and I knew I was going to come and leaving all my friends from Gahanna. I was kind of curious as to what that was going to entail, coming to a new school and everything, but DeSales has truly changed my life, and I attribute any personal success to the school. I love everyone here, love the coaching staff, love all these people I play with. They're truly my brothers, and it's just a family environment here, and I think that DeSales sets you up just for success, and I truly love it here and can't wait to see what we can do in the playoffs for this school.
Well, Jared, thanks a lot for this. Good luck this week against St. Charles in the CCL game of the week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Our thanks to DeSales safety Jared Noble and our Ryan Baker for that. The Stallions welcome rival St. Charles to Alumni Stadium tonight in our CCL game of the week, live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this final timeout.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 and Bryce Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
It's week 9 of the high school football season. Tonight, Bishop Watterson is on the road at Zanesville. Reedy heads to Meadowbrook. Newark Catholic travels to Northridge. Fisher Catholic is on the road at Harvest Prep. And in our CCL Game of the Week, the Central Catholic League Silver Division title is on the line as DeSales hosts St. Charles. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you the live play-by-play here on AM 820 just a few moments from now. Tomorrow, Hartley heads northwest to face Lima Central Catholic. Don't forget, after the game tonight, keep it right here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk with the coaches from around the area. If you have a score, send it to us on Twitter at AM 820 Scoreboard and visit our website, am820scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valente and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Bob Boyd Auto Family is proud to bring you the Catholic High School Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Radio. This is Bobby Dawes inviting you to visit any of our fine dealerships for all of your sales and service needs. We have Ford, Mazda, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram in Lancaster, Ohio. Visit our Fiat studio on Scarborough Boulevard at 70 Embrace Road and test drive the Fiat 500 or the all-new four-door Fiat 500L. If it's true luxury you're after, visit Bob Boyd Lincoln at Sawmill and 270. Shop 24/7 at bobboyd.com. Good people, great deals.